Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Samantha, what is going on with Zach?
Well, let's see. Well, Zach, well, I guess the silver lining with Zach disappearing is that I get to talk to you and hang out with you for a while.
Nice. Yeah, that is a benefit,
you like
right?
That too.
Yeah. Here's hoping maybe we can add Zach into the mix as well. How was your date with Zach?
Well, let's just say he's got a lot of riz. I mean, no. We had a lot of fun.
So, yeah. So what did you, Samantha, decide to do on your first date with Zach?
Yeah, so he took me to dinner, and it was really, really sweet. We actually sat side by side, which I don't think I've ever done before. But it was a nice touch. Felt very, I guess, French.
Okay.
And by the end of the meal, we were really, you know, like, all over each other a bit.
Wow. So. Okay, so this is going great. So this is, and the most important question we ask is how you left things at the end of the night.
Yeah, so I had work early in the morning, so he told me that, you know, I should save for breakfast next time. So I took that as a positive. I took that as
for
a good
sure.
thing.
Okay. Yeah. And what has happened since then, this really kind of romantic and touchy first date?
Yeah, so not much at all. I did a vibe check a few days later and I didn't hear anything. So, and I have a strict rule that, like, I don't double text guys. So that's why I'm here.
You're kind of one and done. If you don't respond, then I'm going to call the radio station and get you
sure.
on the radio.
Yeah.
All right. So Samantha, also you didn't leave out any crucial details about the day. Can you think of anything that, might have gone a little askew?
No. I mean, I'm an open book. I'm not hiding anything.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to call Zach, as you know, Samantha. So hold on and cross your fingers, lead you to a second date. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
It is. Who's calling?
Yeah, Zach. Thank you for answering. This is not a sales call or a spam call or anything like that. It's actually Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We are calling because we have a listener of ours named Samantha, and we do a segment called Second Date Update, where we call people who have not gotten back to somebody they've been on a first date with. And so Samantha has tried to get in touch with you, I think, just once, and she has gotten no response. And could you just tell us what's going on with that?
Sure. I mean, I did I did want to see her again until I realized, you know, what she'd done.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, she completely messed up my bathroom and my kitchen, and I couldn't find anything in my house.
Okay, so we're a little confused, Zach. So did you have to, like, did she mess it up for some reason and you had to clean up after her?
Oh, no. She organized everything by color.
Well, I was taught to leave things better than I found them.
Samantha, we thought we had Samantha on hold. Samantha, what were you, Zach, hold on real quick. Samantha, what were you trying to say to Zach?
Well, my parents taught me to leave things better than I found them, so that's just exactly what I did.
Oh, okay, yeah, but, you know, what's with rearranging all of my stuff? I mean, were you, like, marking my territory or something like that? Because, you know, FYI, we just met.
Remember I told you that work was stressing me out, and your bathroom and kitchen were just a little messy, I'll be polite. So I sorted them out for you, okay? You're welcome.
No.
Well, it was actually really fun for me, honestly. I mean, I mean, to be honest, I kind of like organizing things like that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, look, can we
it
just
gave me a good project?
All right. So what? So you went over. I don't think we found out this in the first segment. So Samantha, you went over to Zach's apartment. You have a house or an apartment, Zach?
I have an apartment.
Okay. And so Samantha, after this date, you go over and just start picking stuff up.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Was it arranging or cleaning?
A little bit of both, but more arranging. I mean, the stuff is kind of messy.
So it's just like,
you went through my medicine cabinet, you know.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff is expired.
Okay. So you went through and you started rearranging all of Zach's stuff by, Zach, you said by color.
Yes, by color. And she also hid my own things from me.
Well, like what? For instance?
Yeah.
Medicine that I take, I couldn't find that.
Okay. And was that the expired medicine, Samantha? I mean,
no, did you throw it away? No. Samantha, did you throw any of his medicine away? Or just pour it away?
I mean, I think some of that stuff is poisonous. So I just
Okay, but you understand going over to Zach. I mean, that's a very personal space for Zach. And you going in there and, you know, basically cleaning up, making medical decisions when all Zach wants to do is just hang out with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did until everything just got rearranged and I couldn't find anything.
And so what were you doing at this? What were you doing, Zach, while she's in your, what was it, your bathroom and bedroom? What two rooms was she in?
In kitchen, yeah. Yeah. She's in the bathroom and the kitchen. I was handling some work, so I was in my office working on things.
On a first date, so you just hear
her. Been going really well.
You heard her just rummaging around, and what did you think she was doing at the time?
I thought maybe she was just, I don't know, making a drink or grabbing some food or a snack or something like that.
But she was taking an inordinate amount of time. And Samantha, you walk in there and go, oh, I got to fix this. And then you mentioned something about your anxiety. You felt you had to straighten everything up. Is that kind of an OCD thing that's going on with you?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I have been, you know, stressed out with work and everything. But I thought I left the place better. I mean, by nature, I'm a caretaker. So if I see something that needs fixing, and, you know, I just get to it. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I left and I thought I did a good job. I thought the place was really good, that he'd be really happy about it. But I guess you weren't.
I think I can see that, but I can also see Zach's point, because, like, I don't like it when people assume that I need to be taken care of, you know, like, you know, my mom does that a lot.
You're not the cleanest person.
I know, but, like, my mom will come over and just start doing stuff, and I'm like, Mom, like, leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Just come over and sit and watch my daughter all day long.
I'm going to go on a limb here, Samantha. You're probably not interested in another date with Zach, are you?
Well, not if he's going to be rude like that and not appreciative, because that's what I do. I feel really judged.
Right.
Zach, do you want to do a second date with Samantha?
Yeah, we give you last word here.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. It's just too much. Yeah.
Just a little too much. Yeah.
Right.
It did kind of feel like my mother was there and not someone I would potentially want to date.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Well, so we're going to call this one. It's a no then, Zach, for a second date with Samantha.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Samantha.
Well, at least I know.
You know.
At least I know. So.
And under those conditions, you don't want to see Zach. Oh. All right, Samantha laughed already. Zach,
thanks for taking a couple moments though for us, man. Appreciate you.
All right, so you're still out there looking, Zach, right? You're looking for somebody who doesn't want to clean your apartment.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah,
okay. All right. Gals, Zach is standing by. Zach, you want to hang on for a few minutes if you want to go out with somebody who doesn't want to rearrange your apartment? All right. Yeah. All right. We're Thunder and PT, and thank you, Zach. And Samantha, if you're still listening, for being on
Second Date Update.
Wake up with a smile and everything country. Thunder and PT on 102.9 The Wolf. On the 15th. Dustin Lynch is taking over Target Field after the game. Watch the Twins take on the Tigers. And get a concert from Dustin after. Get yours at twins.com.
Hi, it's Dustin Lynch on 102.9 The Wolf. Playing everything country.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense. And everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.